And a warm welcome, Fiona Ritchie with you, for the Thistle and Shamrock. A most widely praised Scottish musician of our times, widely travelled to with that recording made in Nashville, Tony McManus, and a perfect start for our music this week, where we will luxuriate in the sounds of the guitar, hearing how it lends itself so beautifully to Celtic and other roots-based music. For example, Tony McManus expressing the lilts and lifts of Scottish piping there on guitar. So we'll hear music of Tony Cuff, John Renburn, Al Petaway, and as many more as we can accommodate, tunes and songs, all part of the plan. And John Doyle offers both up ahead, the Gene Ritchie song, Blue Diamond Mines, and a set of reels picked, The Hungry Rock, The Sluice Gate, and Evening Comes Early. It's John Doyle. Thank you.
Taken my soul, and you're done. dust has darkened my door, and now I am old, and you have turned your back. Where else can a poor miner go? Welcome on downtown, boys, let's hang around. Well, maybe it ain't so bad, but you go back home and they meet you at the door, saying, what have you brought me back, Dad? In the mines, in the blue diamond mines, I have worked my life away. In the mines, in the mines, the blue diamond mines, fall on my knees and pray. Fall on your knees and pray.
two great guitarists paired with their life partners, who are sisters, Moyani Hasig and Nolly Casey on harp and fiddle, in the heartstring sessions with guitarists Artie McGlynn and Chris Newman, Wild Goose Chase. And before, we heard John Doyle. Now, Artie McGlynn's acoustic and electric guitars have surged through many a recording, mostly of Irish music. We'll hear him with Patrick Street from the mid-80s, and then we'll enjoy the work of two Scottish guitarists, two long-time friends in music, Rod Patterson and the late Tony Cuff, each an influential player on both sides of the Atlantic. A song from Rod Patterson, The Bleacher Lasso, Kelvin Hall, and then Tony Cuff with two reels that he slowed down to give the guitar every chance of finding all the melodic possibilities. First of all, let's hear vintage Patrick Street with Artie McGlynn and Jenny Picking Cockles.
Snow says, I'm a lassie. all along by the broomy law. Says she, kind sir, I can truly tell ye, I'm a bleacher lassie, fae Kelvin Hall. Oh, lassie, lassie, will you gang wi' me? I'll dress ye up in fine satins broad. Oh, no, kind sir, I can truly tell ye, I've a lad o' my ain, and he's far awa'. Lassie, lassie, ye are hard-hearted, I wish your fair face I never saw. For my heart's I bleed in baith nicht and morning, for the bleacher lassie, O' Kelvin Hall. O' lassie, lassie, do you remember the ships that sailed doon the broomy law? And the sailor laddies, they all got tipsy with a bleacher lassie, O' Kelvin Hall. For 7 long years I hailed a sailor, for 7 long years has he been a war. And another 7 will I wait upon him, and bleach my clays here on Kelvin Hall. Oh, lassie, lassie, ye hae been faithful, and thocht on me when far awa'. Twa hearts like oors maun I be rewarded, and pert nae mair here on Kelvin Hall. It's no this couple that they've got married, they keep an alehouse atween them twa, and the sailor laddies, they aye get tipsy with a bleacher lassie, O' Kelvin thank you.
Tony Cuff and a pair of dance tunes, Reels, The Girl That Broke My Heart and Mary McMahon. And he slowed the reels down to explore fully all the qualities of the melodies. The late guitarist has influenced many worldwide who make roots-inspired acoustic guitar music. So has John Renburn. He's coming up. Also, Labatine Souriant are ahead. As we keep the music coming here, so stay with me. And later, online, check out our playlists, podcasts, and listen again at thistleradio.com. This is NPR.
Well, what have we got coming up next, Dave?
Well, the next piece we're going to play is a tune dedicated to the fantastic, amazing, unbelievably prolific Brazilian composer Antonio Carlos Jobim. And this is entitled One for Tom.
It's funny, I always wonder how he got called Tom.
It's not a real common nickname for Antonio. You'd think Tony would be his nickname.
Yeah.
But maybe he found it easier for people to say Tom.
Maybe that was it.
Yeah.
Antonio or Tom, I love his music, and he certainly is prolific.
Yes, and this is a tune dedicated to him and his music.
Can't wait.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's a lovely piece.
Well, thank you. It's a fun tune to play. You can really vary the tempo a lot with this particular tune. It has a kind of nice wide range. It's kind of very flexible.
Wherever Tom is, he would love that tune.
Well, it's a real piece that's written in honor of him. It's amazing how prolific he was.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. It's funny, you listen to these beautiful melodies, and at first glance, it seems like, oh, this is a really a beautiful tune with a great feel, and boy, these are going to be easy changes to play over. And then as you start playing it, you realize in order to thread the needle to get through the changes is so specific and so delicate that it's deceptively difficult. Because when you first play the tune, it sounds nothing to it. And then you start playing over it, and it really, it's almost like he's created the melody, the perfect melody for these changes. And everything else, other than that melody, doesn't really sound that great. That's my take on his writing.
I love that saying, to thread the needle through it. I never heard that before.
Yeah.
It's exciting to listen to. Really is. And you know what else could be exciting? Could be a free piece.
Yes. Yes, I've been waiting for this.
Me too. I can't wait to play it. I don't know how it's going to go. We'll see.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, I thought there were some little melodic bits here and there.
Yeah, we were clearly carrying on with a musical conversation.
Yes.
Yeah.
I had great fun doing that.
Yeah, it's like talking to someone who you've just met, and you listen intently and respond intently.
Or speaking in tongues.
Yeah. Yeah, that's even better, speaking in tongues.
Oh, boy. Well, we'll have more music in a minute with the great vibes player, Dave Samuels. Our program is made possible in part by the Friends of Piano Jazz and is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. I'm Marion McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. I see a tune here that you're going to play called New Beginnings.
This is actually a tune that is still in its infancy. It's just been finished a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, this is a new one.
Yeah, it's not even walking yet.
Well, you have to hold its hands.
I have to hold its hands and occasionally change its diaper. But other than that, it's okay. But
oh, can't wait to hear this one.
Okay. Okay, here we go. Thank you.
Another lovely tune, and how well it's titled.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
How long did it take you?
Ooh, what year is it now? trying to think what decade we're in.
Oh, no, it's
well, I think it was just 3 or 4 days.
Fascinating. I wish we could go on forever playing and chatting, but unfortunately, we've only got one more tune. Isn't that a drag?
It is a drag. I think I can speak for Alain. I mean, it's a great honor to be able to share our music and thoughts with you. And
thank you.
And, you know, interact as we are. It's really...
As we are. And we have to think about one more tune, which is...
All the Things You Are.
Good tune.
Yes, it is.
That was a lovely ending.
Well, thank you.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marian McPartland. Marian's guest has been Dave Samuels with pianist Alain Millay. Join us each week at this time as Marian welcomes other outstanding artists for conversation and improvisation. Piano Jazz is recorded at Manhattan Beat Studios in New York City and is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, recording engineer Duke Marcos, assistant recording engineer Tyler Hartman, mastering engineer David Mitchell, engineering intern Dale Anderson, production coordinator David Lyon. The executive producer is Elaine Freeman. Special thanks to Clavier House New York, providers of the pianos heard on Piano Jazz. Clavierhouse.com. If you wish to contact us, our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our U.S. postal mail address is 1101 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. To find out more about the artists and music selections heard on Piano Jazz, or to listen to a recent program you may have missed, visit our website, pianojazz.npr.org. There, you'll find a link to our free weekly Piano Jazz preview podcast, Piano Jazz Shorts. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Jazz Times Magazine. Since 1970, helping jazz fans get to know the music they love. Available on newsstands and on the web at jazztimes.com. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR. Contributors include the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, celebrating 10 years of support for the performing arts, environmental conservation, medical research, and the prevention of child abuse. And the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at WTGrantFoundation.org.